Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and we are very pleased and very honored to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all and to share our perspective with you. So what we were hoping to discuss today is regarding the alignments that have been going on that you're experiencing. Today is the Grand Cross, and it is probably the most powerful alignment that you've had in the last several thousand years. You have all the cardinal points pulling on you right now, and what this is doing is literally pulling you back into alignment. So anywhere that you are out of balance, you are going to feel this transition. We've been talking about this for several months, and this alignment has the potential to create great social change on the planet. And it starts first at the personal level and then cascades out. Now, some of you have already felt the effects of this and felt it coming for several weeks. And really, it feels like pressure. You feel a desire to move, to make change, and really a catalyst to get you activated. And sometimes that can feel a bit uncomfortable, but it is also allowing you an opportunity to see where you are out of alignment. What are you doing out of obligation, as opposed to what are you doing out of joy or love? And that is where we would suggest that you all start looking as you go through the next several weeks. See what you're doing, because you feel like if you don't do it, you're going to be judged as a bad friend, or you're not a very good daughter or son or mother or father. So if you are activating that program that you are not enough of something, or you're operating out of fear, you either need to shift your perspective of what it is you are doing or not do it in the first place. And when you frame it slightly differently, you're no longer a victim, but rather you are a creator or a co-creator and a participant in the event itself. And when you shift that perspective, it empowers you and it gets you into a different space vibrationally. So you may feel the effects here for several weeks. If you weren't feeling it today, then you're certainly going to feel it over the next several weeks. It's much like a snowball at the top of a mountain. And when it starts to roll down the hill, it's rather small, but it tends to pick up a bit of speed and it gets larger and larger as it goes. So this literally has kind of a rippling effect to it. And we're not exactly certain how it's all going to play out. So we're very excited to observe and see how you all transit through this alignment. As we said, there is the potential for great social change. And if enough of you are awake and paying attention to what's going on, then you can do it with very little drama. If more of you need to awaken, then you are going to create some events planetarily, globally, and that can look like political and economic change. It is very possible within the next several weeks that you have, again, another dip in your markets. We don't tell you this to instill fear, but rather to make you aware and to observe it from an empowered place, so that you're not seeing yourself victimized by a devaluation of your currencies or a change in your political structures, that you observe it more as what's going on with mass consciousness. If you are being triggered by events, wonderful. You've recognized another fear and you can shift out of it. And that's really how you need to look at it, as a potential for shift. The universe is giving you a reflection so that you can see the programs that are running most likely at the subconscious level as opposed to consciously. And it's an opportunity for growth. So we're very excited for you all. Great times of change. And this is what you've been asking for. And you're in the thick of it. So, dear ones, enjoy the ride. Be mindful of where you're at. That is the greatest advice that we can give to you. The more present you are, the more easily you can navigate these coming changes. We're watching, we're waiting, and we're sending many, many well wishes, dear ones.